Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice because we have the beautiful choice. You know, things are happening very, very rapidly, and you hear me say this a lot of times. You know, we've gotten more and more confirmation of things that this house is involved in the transition, and it's just phenomenal. And we were at an event last night where, I mean, to raise $65 million for them was nothing. But it's a phenomenal thing what's going on. And it's all about God healing the land. God healing his people. It's all about a tremendous, phenomenal move of God. And we're in it. And in the transition, we've got to be very, very careful not to get caught up in the entanglements and affairs of the world in the area where there's so many opportunities that are not of God. We can't get caught up in the areas that, choices are made because of financial. Choices are made because of pleasing of self. We got to, again, stay in that place of position where choices are made because it pleases God. Amen. And in this right now, we see that, again, you've heard me say many times that we're hard-pressed on every side. Again, Israel is the key. Israel is the key of everything. If you see what's going on in Israel, it represents the body. So when Israel's being attacked, especially right now, heavily attacked, that means the body's being attacked. But we've got to hold position. And one of the things of holding position, we talked about this the last time, was position of awareness. Awareness. And in that position of awareness, it's so essential. I want to talk today because the Spirit was sharing with me that we are in a time right now where it's revelation of regeneration. Revelation of regeneration. Well, revelation is a revealing. It's an awareness. And we need to be aware that we are in a tremendous process of regeneration. In Matthew 24 and verse 3 through 8, and as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age," which is the age, what we call the age of grace. Amen. And in other words, and there's another aspect that's parallel to this, the end of evil rule. The end of evil rule. And Jesus said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places, and all these things are beginning of sorrows, or what are known as birth pangs." Birth pangs. The beginning of sorrows or birth pangs. Why? Because something's about to birth. That means something is about to be released that is new. That's regeneration. You know, the whole world knows something's about to happen, but they don't know what's about to happen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 1, let's speak it. "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For yourselves know the perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a what? Thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They shall not escape." Why? Because that's a part of the regeneration. "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should not overtake you as a thief. You are also sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, and putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Labor pangs. These are expectations of release. There's an expectation of release. It's a revealing of the hand of God where no man has a say. I'm going to say that again. It's an expectation of release and a revealing of the hand of God where no man has a say. It will give birth to a new. Everyone say, give birth to a new. Oh, it's good to turn the pages on a Sunday morning in the back of a house in Ocoee. In the war room. We're in the war room. And I want to welcome everyone that's watching today. God bless you. We are promoting the virtual church. We want to invite as many people to watch, to learn, so you don't burn. Amen. And go to the eternal library and learn also. It's eternallibrary.org. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The glory revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Who are they? Us. It ain't angels, it's us. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with what? Birth pangs. Together until now. Not only that, but we who also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. In other words, the completion of regeneration. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Groans and labors with birth pangs. Come of a new. There's a coming of a new. By regeneration, all things are becoming new. We are in a need of a constant revelation of regeneration. We need to keep it before us just like we keep before Jesus. Why? We know that we're in a tremendous, not only transition, but it's also a regeneration, a renewing. Something's about to be birthed tremendously. There's new things being released. There's new technology being released. There are med beds now that people can get on them and get healed. There's all kinds of technology that's being released. You can't even keep up. It's like a war of information that's going on. It's overwhelming of all the information through the AI, artificial intelligence, all the technology that is increasing. It's, that's exactly what the angel told Daniel, that knowledge would what? Increase in the last days. Amen? So we are in need of constant revelation of generation so we don't drift away into darkness or forsake the reality. Because God, listen, in this regeneration, there's crushing. We're going through the fire, but we're coming out as gold. So whatever you're going through doesn't matter. You're going to go through it. Amen? Just don't get, you know, don't build a seat there and sit there and be stupid. Amen? Go through it. You got to grab hold of things and bust through. We've got to become bold now like we've never been bolder before. We got to fight harder because things are coming at us in so much. The powers of darkness are being released. The demons are being released more and more and more. And our battle is strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Too many people are easily being deceived. Praise God. Revelation of regeneration. You know, many people don't have the revelation that there's a regeneration going on and something new is about to be released. They know something is about to happen, but they think it's destruction and the end of the world, some of them. But they don't know God is doing something great. Titus 3, verse 1. Remind them to what? Be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts, pleasures, living in malice, and envy, and hateful, and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace or his plan, we should become heirs according to the hope of the eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to what? Affirm constantly. So we need constant revelation that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But what? Avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject the divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. Well, again, we have to affirm constantly that we have entered the regeneration process through revelation of Christ's purpose. To make what? All things new. To do what? Make all things new. Woohoo! Matthew 19, verse 28, please. And Jesus said to them, "Surely I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Judging the body of Christ in humility. He's going to be judging the body of Christ, and he's going to be judging humanity. Why? Because it is a time of judgment. And that's what we're in now. The regeneration is a time of judgment. It seems like everything's coming to the surface now. It's just incredible. All the court cases, all these attacks, all things are, it's like, you know, I don't know if you've ever used probes to put in the grass. You put it in the lawn, in the grass, and they're electrical probes. And you turn this thing on, and it causes the worms to come to the surface. Well, we used to use those when I used to go fishing when I was, now I fish for men, but I used to fish for fish to eat. But anyways, so you'd put these electrical probes in my front lawn, and we'd get night crawlers at all. Come on, that may be a big night. And this is up north. You don't get too many of those here. It's too hot. But that's what it's like. It's like God's putting his electrical probes in the earth, and all the stuff is coming to the surface. All the demonic, all the corrupt, all the evilness are coming to the surface. And they're like coming from everywhere, no matter what. They're coming out of the walls. They're coming out of the court cases. They're coming out of the military. They're coming out of the doctors and nurses. They're coming out of the hospitals. Everything is being exposed. You can't get away with it. He's not going to allow it. Amen? Ephesians chapter 2. Amen? In verse 1, please, Ephesians 2. "And you he made alive, you he regenerated, made again, made new, who were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who's rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together. He what? Made us alive. That's regenerated. Made new. Made us alive together with Christ, for by his plan, grace, you've been saved. And raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should what? Walk in them. He made us alive from sin, a sin nature to a divine nature. We are regenerated from a sin nature into a divine nature. Amen? We are a new creation that was born in the physical to enter into the earth. We are born again in the spirit to enter a heavenly realm. Even though we live in an earthly realm, this is no longer our home, because we've been regenerated. We have been made new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, please. Therefore, if anyone is what? In Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? We're ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Listen, after my visitation from the Lord, I was so convinced that I was brand new, that I was a brand new person. Nobody could tell me no different. I did have a problem, though, because when I went before the judge, because I was out on bail, and my visitation was during the time I was out on bail, and I was facing a mandatory sentence of a minimum of 4 years in prison. And I went before the judge, and I thought in my mind, well, heck, I'm just going to tell him. It wasn't me. I didn't do that. Yeah, you might have my fingerprints and might have it on film. You know, you might have whatever. All the proof you have, but it really wasn't me, because I'm a new creation in Christ. The Lord told me, be quiet. I said, but that's, no, be quiet. And then he reminded me, they won't understand. They'll lock you up. So I decided to shut up, and God took over, and I walked out of that place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation of regeneration results in a new reality. It results in a, see, when you are born again, and you're in that process of the one thing that the enemy is doing is always trying to keep us in a false reality. We talk about this all the time. That's why people backslide. Listen, there isn't the qualification of stepping into the new is just cooperation. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. It doesn't mean you won't sin. Hello? It doesn't mean that you're not going to say something you shouldn't or do something you shouldn't. But thank God for the blood. That's what allows me and you to get back in position every time. But we're not going to go out and do things. I think I'll rob a bank tomorrow and repent. No, that's not going to work, man. Because you'll start going around robbing banks and repenting after each and every one. And eventually, you're going to get killed. Amen? I mean, that's what a lot of people. Didn't we do that when we were out in the world? Oh, God, forgive me. I will never drink again while you're kissing that toilet. I'll never do this. But then we did it the next weekend. You felt better. Oh, yeah, because we were always led by how we felt. We weren't led by the conviction of the Spirit. We're all, I feel better now. I'm ready, man. Come on. It's Friday. Everybody's getting ready for the weekend. Hallelujah. Now, every day for me and you is a process of regeneration. It's an opportunity to cooperate with it. Yes, I was totally convinced I was a new creation of Christ. And so was my wife. She was totally convinced I was a new person. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, let's speak it. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in reverence or fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for us, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Since you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit, and in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a what? Pure heart. Having been born again, regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is grass, all glory of man is a flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. We are redeemed. Amen? That's a part of regeneration. The world is in a regeneration process to make all things new. So you better get out of God's way. And you better get in his way. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? You got to get out of his way, but get in his way. In a way of what? In fulfilling the will of God and his purpose. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalms 104, verse 27, please. These all wait for you, Lord, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. You hide your face, and they are troubled. You take away their breath, and they die and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. That's regeneration. He is renewing the face of the earth. He sent forth his spirit and renews the face of the earth. That is regeneration. And that's where the word is talking about. My people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. I will heal their land. You know, again, without healing the land, life can't exist. Why? Because it's food. Food. Clean food. I mean, this was so emphasized last night with this facility we were at. It's phenomenal. And many of these people that were never new and brought up in families that, you know, whiskey and Rice Krispies was breakfast, you know, I mean, all kinds of strange things. And they got these new healthy bars. But, you know, there are things in Europe that they can't sell here. They'll sell here, I mean, but they can't sell in Europe. You can't buy things in Europe that have all kinds of preservatives and poisons in them like you can here. United States is the wealthiest country in the world, and it is the sickest country in the world. Why? Because of the delicacies of the wicked. You know, what does the Bible tell us? To put a knife to your throat if you're one who is gluttoned. Why? Because you're eating poison. So one of the things that God is doing in regeneration and bringing anew is teaching and educating people how to eat healthy and quit obeying every doctor that says, take this. because that's all they know. They need to go to school and get educated of how to eat healthy. Instead of giving people a pill, send them to the store and buy healthy food. Because food is medication. And in the regeneration that we're in now, all of these things are being exposed. That's why all the pharmaceuticals being exposed. Look how many died from taking the... Look how many people died purposely caused by our own government that's supposed to protect us. But that's not our government. They're evil imposters. And it's all being exposed. And people, you know, there was a testimony of a woman that she's got four kids and two of them, and one of them was in a crib and had an allergy attack. And she went to go see it, and his face was smothering. And rushed the child to the hospital. Come to find out, it was allergic to the dairy and some of the products that she was giving him that she thought it was healthy. See, people were going and making formula with milk, and the milk was poison. Why? Because milk is not good for you. Don't believe what they tell you. Oh, milk's got calcium. It's got this. Let me tell you. Can you ever see how big a baby cow is? It's big. It's a big difference between a child. And not only that, then they pasteurize it and they kill all the stuff. Anything that you see enriched means they put something in there because they took it out. People need to learn to eat healthy. They cancer and all this. Look, all this is created by what we eat. And what you eat is what you become, right? Now, then you invite the spirits that are associated with them. Oh, man, I'm telling you. There is such a regeneration of education coming on all over the world. There's going to be a rescue of many people. And they're going to turn the hearts of many people to the Lord and to eat healthy. Think about what Jesus' diet was. Think about the diet of the Jews when they were the disciples. You want to learn how to eat healthy? Look what they ate. Hello. So anyways, at this time right now in this regeneration, people are being educated like never before. Information is being released like never before. And many of the information you got to be careful of because it's corrupt. You know, the pharmacies are still, pharmaceutical companies are still battling one another. Oh, they always got a new product coming out every week. First they release a disease and then they tell you here's the cure for it. Hallelujah. It's like when they start a war and then they sell you the armory and then they sell it to both sides that are killing one another. I mean, everything that you see right now is nothing but baloney. It's all evil. All of these fights, all of these things that's going on, all these wars and rumors are staged. It's staged to bring people down and humanity down. Exodus 12, in verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. Egypt is a representation of a land of bondage. How many of y'all know that the earth is in bondage, right? Saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons or according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. That's during an eclipse at that time of fulfilling feasts. And they shall take of the same blood and put it on the two doorposts, on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in the fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning. Whatever remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with the belt on your waist and your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It shall be the Lord's Passover. How many of y'all know tomorrow is the Lord's Passover? It is a feast of Passover. Only Jesus can fulfill these feasts. For I will pass through the land of Egypt. In other words, he's going to pass through the world on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast of the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Phenomenal. It is the regeneration of God's time events to be fulfilled by Jesus. These are known as the seven feasts of the Lord. This is the first one. And what happens? They recycle until Jesus finishes, completes each one, and then it's done. Does everybody understand that? We are entering now the Feast of Passover. God acknowledges the blood of the Lamb. That's why we decree the blood of Jesus. You must decree it. You can't think it. You got to decree it with your mouth. You apply it. You apply the blood of Jesus on your vehicle when you're driving. Apply the blood of Jesus on your house. Apply the blood of Jesus on everything. And you decree the blood of Jesus when you're being attacked by a demon. The blood come against you, devil. They can't cross the blood. So if you think devils are crossing the blood, you're deceived. They can't. That's your imaginations, and the enemy's playing with you. Does everybody understand that? Hallelujah. So in this, everything must be fulfilled by the Lord. We got seven feasts of the Lord until his fulfillment is and his possession of earth and humanity is complete. Because he's going to possess humanity. Those that are born again, we are the what? The body. Amen. Is everybody okay? This is a part of the revelation of regeneration. I'm expecting great things to happen after tomorrow. Yes, I am expecting great. Look at where we are. There's no coincidence of what's going on in all the world. And all of these feasts are now coming. It's no coincidence that all these worms are coming to the surface. Hello? And they're being exposed. So all of this stuff is happening because God is fulfilling his word. He's fulfilling it. And tomorrow is the Feast of Passover. And it's the beginning of the continuation of the process of regeneration, but it's going to escalate faster. Things are going to begin to move faster. And I'm going to close at Psalm 102. Verse 12. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in your stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion, and he shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for a generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. We are that generation. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. We are that generation. There's never been so much praise that has gone up to the Lord like now. Never so much. And people are learning more and more and more that God's presence is everything. And that's what keeps us and separates us apart from the world. It's what keeps us whole. It's what keeps us holy. Amen? We get convicted. We repent. We get back in God's presence to refresh, renewed, and continue on. But without the presence of God, we have no power. So please know and remember, revelation is the revealing of the regeneration process that we're in right now. We must continue to affirm it all the time. We are in it. So no matter what's going on, knowing it's coming new. It's coming new. It's coming new. Amen. If God be for us, who could be against us? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that every part of the seeds that were imparted today in your word would be protected by the blood of Jesus. And it would grow and bear fruit for your glory and bring to remembrance of what's going on, so that we can rescue those who are in need of truth. Because your truth sets us free. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.